Oasis, poetry on WFWM Radio, welcomes listeners to 2016. The American composer Gwyneth Walker visited Frostburg some years ago when the Chamberlain Piano Trio performed her Craftsbury Trio. And the cellist in that group, Frostburg Emerita Music Professor Ellen Grohlman, listeners may know as the host of WFWM's Music of Our Mothers program, playing every Friday here, 10 to noon. Ellen and I had the pleasure to see Gwyneth again this past month when she visited St. Augustine as the community chorus there produced two of her recent compositions. Next spring, Gwyneth's Sing Evermore, Songs in Celebration of Singing, will premiere in Oberlin, Ohio. Following are two of the poems Gwyneth Walker puts to music in that composition. About the first, Walt Whitman's I Hear America Singing, she writes, "With its many references to men singing at their work, it seems best suited to the direct and forceful character of unaccompanied men's chorus. I hear America singing, the varied carols I hear, those of mechanics, each one singing his as it should be, blithe and strong, the carpenter singing his as he measures his plank or beam, the mason singing his as he makes ready for work or leaves off work, the boatman singing what belongs to him in his boat, the deckhand singing on the steamboat deck, the shoemaker singing as he sits on his bench, the blacksmith singing as he stands, the woodcutter's song, the farmer on his way in the morning or at noon or at sundown, the gentle singing of the mother or of the wife at home with her work or of the young girl studying her lessons or dreaming, each singing what belongs to her and to none else. The day sings what belongs to the day, the night, the party of young fellows, robust and friendly, singing with open mouths their strong melodious songs. I hear America in song." And for the final song in her Sing Evermore, Gwyneth Walker has chosen Siegfried Sassoon's Everyone Sang, a poem written to rejoice at the end of the Great War in its ending. She calls this poem supremely uplifting, as it surely is. Everyone sang. "Everyone suddenly burst out singing, and I was filled with such delight as imprisoned birds must find in freedom, winging wildly across the white orchards and dark green fields, on and out of sight. Everyone's voice was suddenly lifted, and beauty came like the setting sun. My heart was shaken with tears, and horror drifted away. Oh, but everyone was a bird. And the song was wordless. The singing will never be done." And that, Oasis listeners, captures our wish for you in the new year. May the singing indeed never be done, and may it be heard in a world at peace. Thanks for listening to Oasis. Oasis is brought to you by WFWM, by the Frostburg State University Department of English, and by the Center for the Literary Arts. Tune in next Thursday at this time for another Oasis.